If you're looking for Pokemon-style Etsy items, Pokemon Pop figures, and so much more, check out the PokeDepartmentStore.com. That's PokeDepStore.com for all your Pokemon needs.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What is up, everyone? It's me, the Pokemon Cave, joined again with my co-host, Bambi Bunny. Today, we are going to be talking about how a Pokemon Go player lost their Master Ball in a cute way, I guess. We're also going to be talking about what in the heck is actually Regulation E. Actually, my co-host might actually know this better than me, because I think you're more into the video game type battles, right? Not necessarily TCG, right?
More so, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think you've done any competitive play per se, right? With the video games?
Not with Pokemon, but like PUBG, Call of Duty, Fortnite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess in the video game championship type of things, they have regulations. They're on E. They're moving from D, which, I mean, cool. At least they know their alphabet. You know? But, I mean, I kind of read over it because I hear a bunch of all these things about, oh, what the heck is D and what's going to be happening in E and blah, blah, blah. And it goes right over my head because I don't play competitively with the video games. I local battle kind of thing. And it seems like there's no holds barred when you're doing that kind of stuff. And then we will end it off on our good old Pokemon battle, which... clearly
I had my pick of the litter, so but they were all out to get me still.
Did you see my suggestion?
No.
Oh, it wasn't necessarily a suggestion, it was more of a hint to like just kind of give up. I saw your star. I'm like, I have to do this. I just have to. Well, at least you got suggestions.
I did. I got a lot. Not very many are helpful, but we'll see. It'll come down to what order I put them in.
Yeah. See, my followers, I don't know if they just hate me or if they're lazy. Or both. Because I did not get a single option. Even with enticing people with the giveaway, I got nothing.
Some of mine I had to disqualify because some people sent me 12 options. Like one person would send me 12 different options. I'm like, no, gotta pick one. And I wouldn't get a response to that. And they said, just win. I'm like, okay, disqualify all of those.
You've been winning. Screw up. Stop winning. You need to stop winning. That's the problem. Yeah, unfortunately, I chose a ballsy idea and decided, you know what, everyone's scared shitless of AI, maybe AI will help me. So I let a computer pick my Pokemon.
Did you just enter a bunch in and then?
No, I just basically googled random Pokemon picker or something like that.
Oh boy.
And so like you can filter, right? And so like I shut off pseudos and legendaries and blah, blah, blah. And then clicked go. And the first team of six that popped up had two legendaries in it, like technical legendaries. I'm like, God damn it, AI. I appreciate you trying to cheat for me, but no. So I ended up, I came up with two parties and sat there and I thought, okay, which one would be better off? And I don't even know if I picked the right one. They were both kind of cringy. I'm just going to say that. Like, they're not something I would normally pick. But
maybe it would give you a whole team?
Oh, you could go from... So the part that, or the thing that I clicked on Google, you could do anything from give me one option to give me a full team of six. So I did a team of six first, and it gave me like three grass type. I'm like, wow, you're really branching out on that tree there, bud. So then I switched to just pick singular, and that seemed to work a little bit better. But I did notice there was a lot of doubling up immediately. So like two fires and then two waters and stuff like that. It's like, well, you need a little bit more randomized kind of thing. So we'll see how that one goes. But first up, we all know in Pokemon Go that you can get a Master Ball, singular Master Ball. However, apparently you can get a second Master Ball at some point by doing these, I want to call them trials, but they're, I guess, research. So the story goes that a player offered their niece their phone to play Pokemon Go. When she encountered a Team Rocket grunt, the player pushed her to try to challenge and save the Pokemon. And while she managed to beat the grunt easily, she was struggling to catch the Geodude. Naturally, of course, she was frustrated. Because, I mean, it's a Geodude. You should be able to catch it fairly simple.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've played a little bit of, Let's Go Eevee. And even the simplest Pokemon where there's a green circle around it, good freaking luck. You're just tossing balls and watching them all fail. It sucks. Even with, like, really strong Pokeballs, they're just popping out like it's nothing. So I can probably see the frustration here. So, of course, after many failed throws and escapes, Denise proclaimed, "That's it, I'm using the Mega Ball." Didn't know there was a Mega Ball. The player shared in a Reddit post on August 31st, "I thought she meant the Great Ball or the Ultra Ball." When their niece showed them the screen, to the player's horror, the Geodude was being sucked into a purple Pokeball with a big M on the front.
No.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about failed catch on that one.
No.
That's, ooh. They said that naturally they went through all five stages of grief in about 2 seconds.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, I would so be in that same boat. Oh. Although they were aching inside, the player revealed that they weren't mad at their niece and quoted, "I'm just glad she has fun with me." They said leaving the Pokemon Go community with the cutest example. Yeah, I mean, oh my god. I had a similar thing happen, almost happen. I accidentally almost threw my Master Ball at a random piece of crap low-level Pokemon. Because I'm trying to complete the Pokedex on both Scarlet and Violet. Right now I'm working on Violet. So I'm going around catching like the measly little Pokemon that you would honestly think that you would have caught those things early in the game. However, when I played the game the first time, I was more or less looking for which Pokemon can I catch to better my chances further on down the road. Or, oh, well, why the hell would I catch this Starly when I can catch the Staraptor? You know, that's like 2 inches away from it. You take your better chances. So, of course, you know, now I'm stuck with, okay, now I have to go get a Starly because I have the Staraptor, but I don't have the Starly kind of thing. Most of the time, I just throw quick balls. Most of the time, they work about 3 out of 4 times. Other times, I just back out of the battle, try again with the quick ball. Because, I mean, I'm not trying to be fancy. I'm just trying to complete the Pokedex. And I honestly, I thought I clicked quick ball. And then up popped the Master Ball. I'm like, no. And I kid you not, I quickly shut the whole game down. I'm like, nope, can't chance it. Just shut it down. Because now it'll just go right back to the last save data. Like, my daughter turns to me and she's like, "That was so close. You almost caught a level 10 Pokemon with a Master Ball. That would have been embarrassing." Like, yeah. Now, mind you, I have three Master Balls. Because you get your original Master Ball in the game, but then somehow I got two extra Master Balls that were attached to Pokemon that I got in mystery trades.
Oh.
So, sweet. One of which was a level, I think, level 70 or 75 shiny. So, even better. But, I mean, you've played, I think you said you've played a little bit of the games. Have you ever accidentally thrown the wrong ball?
No. I don't make those mistakes.
You don't make those mistakes. Wow. Pardon me.
I'm just very observant. That's all.
Okay, right.
Like I said last time, I like to play Pokemon for the calm peacefulness, meaning, you know.
Calm peacefulness.
Whatever happens, happens.
We can't all be freaking kumbaya like you.
Let Jesus take the wheel.
If that's the case, you might as well just close your eyes, flick your finger across the Pokeballs, and screw it, I picked that one. And if it lands on Master Ball, well, then I guess you just caught a Geodude in Master Ball.
And then, you know, life goes on.
As you scream bloody murder inside your head.
Yeah, I saved that for other games.
Oh, I no doubt. I would be scared to play against you in most games.
Why, because you lose?
That's mean. Pokemon.
I don't know if I'm gonna win today. I'm not gonna lie. We'll see.
Actually, speaking of Pokemon battles, I came up with the bright idea that we should actually have a Pokemon battle at some point.
At some point, we should.
Yeah, and I've got to live stream it for everyone to watch, which may or may not work in my favor.
It may or may not.
Yeah, I might actually come out victorious for once, or everybody
smackdown in your lifetime.
Yeah, I predict a lot of crit hits and one hit KOs, and then me just rage quitting. Oh no, there was a connectivity error. Oh damn, what bad luck! So of course we've officially entered the 2024 season of damn near everything. VGC, TCG, all that. We're already starting to see some regionals come out, including Pittsburgh. That just finished up last weekend as we're recording this, which I debated whether or not to throw the story on this week, but I think I'm going to save it for next week. Let's just say, yet again, somebody got disqualified, but for a really, really hilarious reason. Apparently, you can be disqualified if you insult in a nice way. Sort of. If you sort of, in a nice way, insult your opponent. Apparently, calling them a little bitch does not go over very well with Pokemon TCG.
And that's why you'll never see me at regionals.
Yeah, you know what? So I'm still in the process of, can I get the time off to go to regionals in Toronto next month? Right now, it's not looking promising. Just because I have, stupid me. I didn't even realize it. I booked holidays for the last week of October / first week of September or November because of Halloween. I always, regardless if I have that day off or not, I don't want to chance it. I just buck that week off. That way I can take the kids out trick-or-treating. And it gives me a little bit of break before Christmas to just kind of relax. So, of course, regionals in Toronto happens the weekend that I would work all weekend. So, technically, I'm working the Friday, Saturday, but then I'm off Sunday to start my holidays. So, we have these things called single-day holidays where you can basically sacrifice an entire week of your holidays and instead break it up into five singular days and use those over the course of the year. So in order for me to get that weekend off or the Friday and Saturday off to go to regionals, I would have to use one of my holidays for either Friday or Saturday and then pray to God that my boss gives me a what's called an excused absence for the other day. Because you can't use two single-day holidays back-to-back. Or I just call off sick, which I don't really want to do that. apparently my work has a thing now where if you don't call off between, I think it was like the beginning of September and the beginning of December, you get a $250 bonus, which is nice, but that's, you got to account for taxes, union dues, pension. So after you're done, you might walk away with an extra $100, maybe. So in the VGC, they have what's called regulations. Now, regulations are rule sets that specifically dictate which Pokemon are allowed in competitive play. Pretty straightforward. Although the term has changed over the years, the practice of regulations has existed for quite a while. Now, in Scarlet and Violet, we have witnessed over 4 rule sets, each adding different Pokemon to the mix, which, holy shit. What, Scarlet and Violet's been out, what, a year? Be a year in November.
Something like that.
Yeah, so in 1 year, they've had 4 different rule sets. Like, holy crap. You're basically looking at, theoretically, a rule set every quarter. Now, of course, regulations exist to make sure competitive play doesn't get stale for periods long enough that could eventually hurt the competition's appeal, which I think they do go by quarters. So they could even see another quarter or another regulation within this year. Now, we're on E, or we're coming up to E, which on what's allowed in E as of September 1st, it was announced as the 5th regulation in current game's existence. Oh, so actually, sorry. So they've already had 4 previous ones. Holy shit, guys. God damn. You guys are going. I mean, cool to keep it like vibrant and everything, but if you have to go through 5 or more regulations in a year to keep Pokemon from going stale, is it the regulations or is it just the game in general? Maybe make the game more fun.
So, I don't know. I think it's a good change in caps to where players get excited to be able to use different types of Pokemon without, you know, OPing right out the gate.
That's true, yeah. Now, the current game's existence will aim to introduce the Teal Mask DLC, which just came out, 2 days ago as we're recording this, I believe? Now, we haven't, as of yet, seen the official list of Pokemon allowed in this regulation. We already know that this format will permit Pokemon that were added in the Teal Mask DLC. With the caveat of certain monsters which will be banned. This will most likely target legendaries, restricted, and possibly sub-legendary Pokemon. People have already speculated about how the meta will shape with Regulation E. While some are excited for what is to come, others believe the necessary changes for this format to be significantly different from the previous one, which have not been made. So, just looking at some of the stories that people have posted, some people are saying slower than Iron Hands and Ursaluna, ground immunity, can Terra Electric to have no weakness and smack things with adaptability moves off 145 special attack electric moves. I kind of believe in Vikavolt. So yeah, he was mentioning Vikavolt as a prominent meta Pokemon, which you don't really see a whole lot of Vikavolt in VGC. Another person says no bans on home Pokemon. They might as well call this Regulation D plus. I mean, that's the thing, right? When you have so many different regulations back to back to back like that, it almost becomes a point of, okay, so this is what we had for D. We're just going to tweak it a little bit for Regulation E, and then we're going to tweak E a little bit for the next one, and so on and so forth. I don't predict that they're going to have huge updates in the regulations. Maybe maybe more so at the beginning of each rotation, so to speak, or each year, you might see a massive update. But after that, you're going to see slow trickles of just slight modifications to the previous rule set, just to kind of slightly refreshing things, per se. Because, I mean, to basically take everything that you had from, say, D, throw it in a trash can and come up with something completely different for E, it would royally screw people up as far as what they think they can use for a team. But it would also take a lot more work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
To design that next regulation and have it come to fruition. Whereas just making slight minor upgrades here and there, you've already got your base groundwork. So by changing one or two little bricks in your wall, could make it a little more interesting, but also not completely screw everything right up.
I think that's kind of like the big difference between competitors and non-competitors, though. Like, competitors, you have no choice and you're going to fight the new rules. That's it.
Yeah.
Whereas me, I don't have to worry about that.
No, and that's a great thing. It's like, I did, what was it? For the World Cup or something weird like that. One of the competitions that Pokemon had in the VGC on Scarlet and Violet. Basically, you log in for a weekend. You try and do as many battles as humanly possible, but you had to do 4 minimum. And the more battles you won, the more league points you got towards going to Worlds or whatever. And you also got different prizes. Like, you got I believe it was an Ultra Ball backpack or a Great Ball backpack. I think Great Ball. The next one, I think they had Ultra Ball backpacks. But that was like the minimum that you could get was this Great Ball backpack. Even if you walked out 0-4, you still got a DLC backpack for your character kind of thing. So I went in there, I thought, oh, okay, well, I'm going to add this Pokemon. I added them, went to the competition. They're like, yeah, you can't use that. I'm like, oh, all right, well, fine. I'll add these 4 Pokemon. And then they're like, okay, yeah, cool. But we're going to take all your level 100s and drop them down to level 50 because now there's a level 50 max. And it's like, well, the hell? That doesn't help anything. But there were so many freaking rules and regulations that apparently other people were well accustomed to. And I had no freaking idea because, I mean, I don't normally play competitive VGC. So that was a hell of a learning curve. And of course, I walked out of that weekend 0-4. I got smacked. which, oddly enough, a lot of the people that I lost against, I saw those exact same rotations at Worlds and at Regionals and stuff like that while watching it on YouTube. A lot of people using the Paradox Pokemon and all that stuff to boost their secondary Pokemons, not even attacking. They just kind of sat dormant on the sidelines, but they were used to assist their heavier ones. Mm. Whereas normally when I play, it's screw the setup. I'm just going to hit you hard and fast. and pray for a crit hit or even a knockout. You kind of got to get into that mindset of, sure, yeah, you could hit right now for, say, 110 damage. But if you take a turn and set up this other guy, he can actually hit for far much more on the next turn. Which I don't function that way. You know, unfortunately, I would do very, very bad at video game championships because I don't set up anything. I hit hard and pray that I don't get knocked out first.
That's, I mean, an okay strategy, I suppose.
Yeah, hopefully. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's really, really bad, especially when you go 0-4. You find out real quick that you done screwed up. And on that note, it's time for our good old Pokemon battle. Me, basically, at this point, I'm what? The real life version of the professor in Scarlet and Violet. You know, basically, here, AI, take the wheel and run for it. Versus my insanely confident / cocky co-host.
Hey, I said I might lose this week. We'll see.
Yeah, you say that now until about like 5 seconds from now when you're like, suck it. Here's win number 16.
That's right. That's
yeah.
How it goes. Go yeah. In humble, come out a winner.
Yeah. I love the, you know, when we say our Pokemon, you're like, oh, shit. And then it's like 2 seconds there. No, you actually won that battle.
Well, most of the time it's frustrating because I either almost picked it or I wish I'd put something else against it. a lot happened in the background back here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, screw it. I'll let you go first just because, you know, I'm kind and loving like that.
So my entire team was picked from a variety of different people. I got some off the wall ones I was not going to put on my list. And then I got some that I've already actually had on my list. So there's a couple repeats here.
Did you get any Wigglets or Cloysters?
No Wigglets or Cloysters. Everyone was very well behaved.
Oh, losers.
But I don't think they read the by typing advantage part because I have a lot of singular typing. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, some people are very simple minded.
Yeah, we're heading off with the first being Ditto.
Ditto. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I fucking hate Ditto. All right. My first Pokemon is Arbolia.
Interesting.
A grass normal type. So I'm grass normal. I'm weak against, two times weak against fighting, flying, poison, bug, fire, and ice, which are none of you.
No.
You take normal damage against grass, but I think, I don't know if, well, yeah, I'm normal too, so I wouldn't, yeah, there's nothing about normal from my, well, okay, so I take normal damage from normal, so I think we're kind of tight on that one.
I'll take that. It's
better. Yeah, we're kind of, I mean, you take normal damage, like one-time damage against my grass, but I also take one-time damage against your normal, so we're kind of evenly matched. Theoretically, well, then again, in the actual VGC, you could just essentially copy me.
Yep.
Which, I don't even know if that would help.
I don't know if it would.
Yeah. So number two, I have Iron Hands.
Interesting.
Yeah, good old fighting electric.
Okay. So my next one is Amoongus.
Oh.
Not one I would have picked, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so actually, you know what? Funny. I had that Pokemon too, my first list. But I chose not to keep it. Yeah. So you're grass poison. You are, well, I'm fighting electric. Your resistance against my electric. You're resistant against my fighting. Jesus Christ. Oh, dear God. Okay. Fighting electric here. You're grass poison. Damn. Okay. Grass. I take normal damage against grass. and normal from your poison, so you would take that one.
Nice. Mushroom for the win.
Probably not the first time you said that.
No. No, it is not.
All right. What did you have for number three?
Number three was Alakazam.
Oh. I... Okay. This might... All right. This might be interesting. I picked Synesty. So, I'm just straight up Ghost, which... you're two times.
I'm weak too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not, I'm only weak against Ghost and Dark. So I take the win on that one.
Okay. So we're just straight up tied now.
Yeah. Yeah. You got one. I got one. And the first one's a straight up tie. Number four, I picked Manectric. Yeah. The dog electric Pokemon.
The dog electric. That one. Well, Swampert got put back on my list.
Okay. That's okay. Let's see here. I am two times weak against ground, but you're electric. Yeah. Oh, never mind. What the fuck? How are you zero against electric? You're fucking water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because you're ground. God damn it. Okay. Do I have any saving grace here? Well, no, because I'm two times weak against ground. Yeah, so that was you. Yeah, you got that one.
Da-da-da. Guess it was good he made a comeback.
You know what? Honestly, it's better than last week. At least I'm not like just completely getting swept under the rug here.
That's all right. My list is still going. We'll see how the next two fare.
Yeah. Number five, I have Score Bunny.
What? You put Score Bunny on yours?
They put Score Bunny on there, yeah.
Wow. I got Greninja.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, you won. You win on that one. Water does a whole lot of damage to fire.
Yep. that's another one that's making the list a second time.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. So either way, you're going to win this battle. Yeah. God damn. What the fuck?
But for giggles, my sixth one was Snorlax.
Okay. Now, I might actually get the win on that one. Maybe. Well, wait, no, because that's normal type, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, damn it. Okay, I picked Heracross. Yeah, well, I didn't pick it. Fucking AI did.
AI did.
Which, so let's see here. Well, actually, so I'm bug fighting.
I'm weak to fighting.
Yeah, you're two times weak against fighting, so I would take that one. Okay. Well, even then, 3-2 and one tie.
Dun, 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 dun.
Which, yeah, the Ditto and Arbolia, that honestly could go either way. I think that would come down to more so moveset, I guess, would probably be the best way to put that. Yeah, you came out with the win slightly this time.
It's still a win.
Yes, it's still a win.
Not bad for not having any choice in really who I got.
At least you had options. You actually had freaking options. I didn't have freaking options. I had AI because my followers are lazy.
I'm just going to entice them a little more.
I offered giveaways. How much? What do I need to do?
I don't know. More content. More colorful content.
I don't have a pair of breasts. I can't do that.
I mean, 90% of my page is Pokemon cards. I do pretty well.
And then you got the random Cubone dancing on your ass.
Oh, yeah, there's that. There was that, which I now realize. Poor planning. Speaking of which, by the time this comes out, there'll be, what, 4 days left for the giveaway?
Right, yes. I totally forgot to mention that. Look at me. I'm such a great host.
See, this is how you build content, by letting them know the upcoming things.
Well, if they wander on over to our Instagram, which I find... A lot of our listeners either don't know how to use Instagram or don't have Instagram because it doesn't translate to Instagram very well. When the hell did we hit 6,000? That was the beginning of the week, wasn't it?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah, I think the weekend or something good like that. But we actually hit 6,000 listeners/downloads in a little over a year. It would have been a year in March. So we're, a year and a half-ish? Which, I mean, that's not bad. It's really not bad.
For a Pokemon podcast, not too
shabby. For a Pokemon podcast, when there's so many other huge, huge podcasters out there, YouTubers who are now starting podcasts, that's not bad at all. And honestly, if it wasn't for our listeners, we would have never have reached that. So I wanted to say a huge thank you to all of our listeners. There's, I think, some mention on it on the Facebook account, which that's already starting to die off a little. It's just, that's the thing. It's just me, myself, and I over there, apparently. But Facebook has kind of taken yet again a back burner to everything else going on in my life. Mostly because I just really don't care about Facebook. Care more about Instagram and so on and so forth. So we wanted to do a giveaway. And so if you go over to either mine or Bambi's Instagram page, you will see mentions of it. On my page is the actual post. You have to do a search for the post or just go into my story. I'll be posting the giveaway info on the story every single day from not until the giveaway is over, which again, this comes out on
20th or 18th.
Yeah, this comes out on the 18th. So you're going to have from the time that this comes out in the morning, you're going to have until the 24th, Sunday the 24th. I will be doing the giveaway announcement at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you really want, you can try and push your luck and put in or do the requested things at like 7:59. But that's a little ballsy. If you're gonna enter the giveaway, please enter sooner rather than the 12th hour. Just makes my life a whole lot easier, please.
To verify all the things.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot to it. Basically, follow me and Bambi. Because, I mean, come on. We gotta show Bambi some love here. She can't just be having Pokemon bounce on her ass for likes.
Hey, actually, most of my most trending posts are Pokemon cards. One of them kind of went a little berserk last night. The Dragonair post, surprisingly.
Oh, that's a really good edit that you did there.
Thank you.
That's a very... I saw that. I thought, okay, touche. That's some pristine editing.
I worked for the 400 I have. Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically, all you got to do, follow me and Bambi. Go into the post. Again, you'll be able to click on the picture of our logo in all my stories that I'll be posting from now until then. Just click on that. It'll bring you right to the post. Tag two people in the comment section of that post. Follow me and Bambi and then post that story to your story or that post to your story. Just so then I get a notification, not only that you commented, but that he also posted a story. Sometimes I don't really see it. Sometimes people tag Bambi in it, which thank God Bambi has been sending me screenshots of stories that she comes across in case I don't see them. That really helps me. And then I just add people's names to the list. We really need people to participate in this. If you really want to win, there's two winners. The first winner will get slightly a better set of stuff as far as value goes, but they're roughly both in the ballpark of a little over almost $60 Canadian each worth of value. And I mean, right now, as I look at it, we have three people entered in the contest. So
if you want future giveaways, you have to show us you actually won it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind giving away things for free. I love doing it, but you got to actually work for it. I still get people comment or send me a message and say, oh, shit, man, I'm sorry I missed the giveaway that you did last month. if I do this, do this, do this, you know, would you be able to send me something? It's like, well, no, sorry. I appreciate the love, the support, but no, you need to participate in real time. You know, what's the saying? You snooze, you lose. Again, I love doing giveaways. If I could do them more often, I definitely would. You know, maybe we will do a monthly small giveaway, you know, $10 Canadian in that ballpark. Because, I mean, let's be honest, eventually it starts to get a little expensive. But, I mean, you got to participate. If you don't participate, you can't win. Just like you can't win the lottery if you don't play the lottery. So, again, thank you for all your support. Head on over to our Instagram account. Follow the steps in the post for the giveaway. It's really, really not that hard, guys. And you could potentially win. I mean, there's two prizes going out. As of right now, there's only three people entered. So guaranteed, two of those three people are getting something. And the third person, you know, sorry for your luck. If there is only three people, honestly, when this ends, I might just throw the third guy a couple raw cards. Just to, but like, I'm so sorry. Like, it was literally a one in three chance here. Like, I'm sorry. You know? So, you know, at that point, I think everybody would get something, just because I would honestly feel bad. But yeah, I mean, come on, let's make this a little interesting. I want to see a lot of people enter. I want to make, when I add all the names to a randomizer to pick someone who wins these two prizes, I want it to be freaking fun. So let's get at it. On that note, we will see you again next week. Take care, everyone.